The place is your hoe. Welcome to Hoe Ventures, a podcast about the riveting tales of professional daters. Here is your host, Chantel Etoile.
Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Hoe Ventures. Today is a very, very special episode. In honor of Mother's Day, I have my own mother here to share her experience and stories of being the mother of a professional dater. So welcome my mother to the show, guys.
Hi, all.
Hey, all. So my mom is nervous. She's never done an interview before, and she thinks she's going to say something wrong. But I told her, just be open, be yourself. I don't really care if somebody likes what she says or not. She's going to say exactly how she feels because, you know, this, I think it's important to hear, just hear how our industry affects our families and the people that are closest to us. So without further ado, since you're not a worker, I don't
have to. At least you don't think so.
Mom, oh my, scandalous. Y'all, my mom is about to have some confessions and I'm not going to. Okay. Anyway, so tell me from your experience, what is it like having a daughter that is a professional dater?
Well, I wouldn't say that I was happy about it at first because, you know, I grew up old fashioned.
Yes.
And all. But to me, my job as a parent is to be there for my child no matter what the situation is. It's your life. You make your own choices. It's not for me to be judgmental to tell you how to live your life. I just want you to be happy and safe and whatever makes your boat float. I'm there to support you, not judge you. Oh, and I'm always going to be there to support you. Now, ooh, unless you were doing something detrimental, like, you know, a Bonnie and Clyde sort of thing, where you were robbing banks,
yes,
you know, something like that, then I wouldn't be supportive of that, you know. But, you know, hey.
Okay, so basically what she's saying is she supports me as long as I'm not harming other people, which she has told me that before, which is, you know, kind of how our relationship has always been. As long as I'm not causing harm to other people, then she supports me. Even if she doesn't like exactly what I'm doing, she has never judged me. And I've always felt that you've never judged me. So
no.
Thank you, Mommy.
And I'm very honored that you care enough to share with me. You don't have secrets from me. And that makes me very proud.
Yeah, it's hard having secrets from somebody that you're really close with.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. So, okay. So you have other children.
I do.
I have my siblings. And how, let me see, how do I want to say it? How is it that, how does it feel where you have one child that is just so extremely different from the other children?
I should say I'm used to it. You've always been that child that sort of had your own mind.
I've always been a wild child.
Not earlier on, but during your teenage years, you know, you've always been that person that did your own thing and you didn't care whether we liked it or not. You've pretty much always let me know, even when you were a teenager, like, hey, this is what I want to do. And I'm sorry if you don't agree with it, but this is who I am. And, you know.
Yeah. So even like when we were, like, not teenagers, but younger than teenagers, did I show signs of just being drastically different from my siblings?
You've always been, I don't know if I would say drastically different, but you've always been different. I assume that it was like that middle child syndrome.
I have middle child syndrome.
But, you know, I always sort of knew you were different because I'm not going to say you didn't like the type of music that we listen to, like the R&B, but
I did not. Like
I did. Well, I think some of it you did now, but when you
there's a difference between liking it and knowing it because this is what I've that's the only thing I knew.
Right.
And I don't like R&B. I just knew, I know plenty of the songs. I know the words. I'll sing them with you.
I know.
I don't, like, I wouldn't turn it on and be like, oh, yeah, that, the Isley Brothers. Like, oh, yeah, this is bringing back memory. Like, no, I don't. I don't like it like that.
Well, don't say that now. Poor Mr. Rommel, hear you say that. He'll be all in a tizzy.
Well, don't come after me, Isley Brother fans.
Yeah. But anyways, I sort of knew you were your own way when you used to love to listen to Beethoven and that type of music. I was like, wow. So
I love classical music. Mm-hmm, yeah. I love Beethoven. He's definitely
I remember you listening to it as a teenager, and I was like, yeah, she's going to be her own person.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with that.
I still always wanted to learn how to play the piano.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So since this show is about adventures as a professional dater,
okay.
Several episodes, this is what, episode 8 or 9? I can't remember, guys. I've lost track of how many episodes. I didn't look at my phone before I hit record. So I think it's episode 9. So the previous episodes I had, they shared like a date they had with a client.
Uh-huh.
And then I've had one last week. She shared a solo adventure. She went and traveled internationally. So today you get to share what it's like having an adventure with me. Or you can share any adventure. I mean, it wouldn't make sense to have an adventure that didn't involve me because nobody else is a professional dater.
Well, all of my adventures involve you.
Yes, that is true. Yeah. And I think it's mostly because I'm doing this job. So before we do get into an adventure, okay. So do you think that you would have had these type of adventures if I was still an accountant?
That's a hard question. I'm not sure because you seem to have been stressed a lot when you were doing a regular 9-to-5.
Yes. I was very much stressed.
I've always known that you were going to do something with numbers because you've always been intelligent that way. And you sure can save some money. At least you did when you were a teenager. So
I save money now, Mom.
Yeah, I'm just saying. But probably not as often as we do, I don't think so.
I would say the frequency and probably the length of time.
Right.
Because I don't think that we would be able to have our 2-week summer adventure, plus in addition to like other vacations throughout the year.
Right.
So
I like that you call it adventures because we sure have adventures, don't we?
We do. We do have some adventures. So... But I was, because I asked this question last week,
uh-huh.
Since it didn't involve a date, I was like, oh, this is the perfect time to ask this question. And she also said that she does not think that she would have had as many adventures that she's had if it wasn't for this industry. So I always say that I'm grateful that I have the time,
mm-hmm.
that it allows, this industry allows me to have the time that I have with you, and I can always be there for you no matter what, because I don't have to submit, you know, for time off and stuff like that. So like when you had your
tell me about it.
So like when you had your surgery,
mm-hmm.
I was able to, you know, drop everything to make sure that, you know, you were well taken care of.
You sure were.
You didn't have to worry about, you know, because you're always concerned about if you're bothering somebody. And you're always very considerate of others' time and you always feel like you're a bother. So having the flexibility that I have, I feel like you don't have to, feel as stressed out about, are you bothering me or being an inconvenience? Because you're never inconvenienced to me.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And I do like your flexibility because we get to have all kind of lunch dates.
Yes, our lunch dates are pretty epic,
yeah.
Especially, you know, that I'm here in the area more often.
Mm-hmm.
We get to have all sorts of lunch adventures. So we've been on a lot of trips over the years since I became Chantel. And So what's one of your favorite trips though, or I guess just any adventure that we've had together? What's one of your favorite ones?
Well, all of them are my favorite.
Yes.
I can just go on and on. But the funniest, I think, now that when I think about it, is when we went to,
To Oregon?
yes.
Yes, yeah.
Okay. So when we went to Oregon,
So you can say whatever you want,
oh, okay, good,
Mom.
because I like to be myself.
Absolutely, be yourself. This is what
Okay.
it's about.
All right. So anyway, so when we went to Oregon and we sort of went to the nudist when we went hiking up in the mountains and we landed upon a nudist,
Okay,
the springs.
so background, we went on a, what was it, 2 weeks or 2.5 week adventure around Oregon. We went hiking. I did post some of the pictures on Twitter last year. This was June of 2021. And we ended up at a clothing optional hot spring. So this is, I don't remember the name of the springs right now, but this is what she's talking about. I'll find the name. And I'll add it to the website. But this particular springs is clothing optional. And I did have to tell my mom, like, are you okay with going to this? Of course, I'm free. You know, I don't, I'm not shy about nudity or being nude. But my mother is the complete opposite of me. She doesn't judge, but that doesn't mean she wants to see it and be around it. But she was like, I'm ready for adventure. Let's do it. So
And if you remember, I was planning on.
oh, that's right. You did. You put your underwear on because you were you did. Because remember, you didn't
No, I
have a
thought I
bra.
took them off.
Oh, you're
I took
right.
them off.
You're
I took
right. You
everything
did.
off and I put on that little
You had
underwear.
on like a sundress, even though it was chilly. So you had a sundress with a jacket because you were ready to take your dress off so that you can
And I
show.
wasn't even gonna go to the bathroom to do it. I was gonna do it right in the
Yes,
wilderness.
well, there was no bathroom. We were in the middle of the forest.
Well, yeah, I didn't know that at first. And then I said, you know what?
I
I'm
guess
just
I
gonna
didn't
let
know.
it all hang. I'm gonna be loose. I'm just gonna let my hair
Loosey
down,
goosey.
loosey goosey, and whatever else wanted to be loose. That was my plan.
Okay.
And that's what we were doing. And remember
Yes.
that one guy? I should have known something when we pulled in. And remember, they had those buses, school buses that were turned into like their vans with all
Yes,
these
van
peace
lifers.
signs.
There are van lifers there.
And then remember the first man walked up with his little, I don't know what that was, his little
Oh,
towel
his like little sarong thing.
around him, and I was like, oh.
He was taking the I think he said he was taking like a drug break or something. He was taking a shrooms break or something
And then
from
we met
being
the
in.
second one as we started on our way up the mountain. We met the next man coming down.
Yes.
And then we met a family that we asked them, did we have much more hiking to go? And they said, yeah, but it will really be worth it when you get there if, but just expect to see
To see
nudity
nudity,
or whatever. And so we kept
yes.
going. But in my mind, I was expecting a nice pond that was nice and warm. I was not expecting when we got to the top that there was these little.
Okay, so I think you've seen all the pictures of Iceland. And
Oh.
I think you were expecting the springs, how they are like in Iceland, these big, beautiful, clear springs that's warm. Or we have springs, we have plenty of springs here in Florida.
Oh.
So, but they're not hot springs. Like they say they're hot springs here. They're really not. The ones that you can go canoeing and like seeing the manatees, they're warm year round if you compare it to like being in the cold. They're like I think 70 degrees or something, but we don't like the cold, so
No, we
anything
don't.
less than our body temperature is freezing for us. So that I think that was the shock number one, is that you were expecting to see like Iceland Blue Lagoon type. And I know Blue Lagoon growing up was one of your favorite movies. You loved the Blue Lagoon. And I think you're expecting that. And that is not what we got.
It
We
sure is
got
not.
some little tiny, like hot tub size springs, which they were natural and they were very hot
And very
and
dirty.
very dirty.
And so were the people standing around them. So now, back to the story. So when we got to the very top, and, you know, all the people were standing around or in the ponds or whatever you call it.
Describe some of the people that you...
Well, I'm going to describe the one. The one guy that stands out the most was the one that was, you know, completely, you know, nude and had his little bug bites all over his back end. And he had his little dreadlocks and everything. And he had a staff. You know, a staff is like in the biblical times where Jesus had walking staff. He had
a giant walking stick. Yeah.
And so he introduced himself to you and I. And we were all talking and stuff. And then you decided that you wanted to climb back down the side of the mountain because you had discovered there were caves down. And I was like, well, you can go. I'll just sit here and wait because I'm not going to climb down to the caves because I was afraid because it was very wet and slippery. And so you asked me, was I okay with staying up there? With, I guess, the hippies. Is it okay to say that? That they were?
Oh, yeah. They're very much hippies, very much on lots of drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Just to be clear, on the other side of the cliff was like a bat cave. And there was like a cove. And in the cove was like another hot spring. So it was so the hot spring was actually next to the river.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very, very, the river itself was ice cold. Like it was so cold. So it was really cool that there was this extremely hot spring, mm-hmm. like right next to this really cold river. Because I could stand with 1 foot in the spring and 1 foot in the river. And it was just like crazy. But that was also clothing optional. So
if I know you, you were down there frolicking around naked.
Yes. So those are pictures that are on my OnlyFans. I did take some pictures down there. I got some nice guys that were, they were very kind to take the pictures for me.
Mm-hmm.
They all didn't jump up at once or anything. they actually did. So while I was down there frolicking in the nude, my mom was up at the top. Hanging out with
them. Yes. And I'm not being judgmental, but the reason we know that they were all high in stone because they made sure to announce it.
They told you.
They were smoking their little mushrooms mm-hmm. and all this business.
Yes.
So as you climb down and I'm sitting on a low rock on the ground, I just happen to look up and there's these testicles swinging right in my face.
Wait, so did you get naked?
Of course not.
You did not get naked because it was too dirty.
Yes.
The spring itself was too dirty.
I had planned on just being adventuresome and just shocking you, getting naked and getting into that water. But when I seen how dirty it was, I said, oh no, I'm not going to get some bacteria in my vagina. So I said no.
Just to let you know, my sister will be listening tomorrow. She tunes in every Tuesday and she's probably going to die hearing this.
Well, good.
Sorry.
So anyways, as you went on down the mountain, I'm sitting up there with him and he's talking and, you know, we're having conversation and all with the other people as well. And then he pulls out his glass pipe and he starts saying, yeah, dude, like, hey, do you want to hit the mushrooms? And then he started naming all of the other combination of drugs that was added in with the mushrooms, which I've never heard of in my life. And I was like, oh, no, I'm fine. Thank you. So after this happened for quite a bit, and then he decided to come over and I said, you know, I'm starting to get worried about my daughter because she's been gone for quite a bit. And so he comes over and he says, hey, would you like me to take you down on the side of the mountain to look for?
Oh, my God.
And as I looked up, you know, with the testicle swinging in my head, I said, oh, no, I'm fine. I'll just sit right here and wait on her. And he says, okay, good, dude. I'm going to go on down. And then, I don't know, I just had this bright idea. I said, oh, well, since you're going down there and I'm getting quite worried about her, I said, could you tell her that her mom is getting worried and if she could just come on back up? And I guess I probably shouldn't have told him your name. I didn't think about it at the time. And so he said, sure. So as he was climbing down the side of the mountain, it just dawned on me and I said, well, hell's bells. Did you just give this man that just got through smoking mushrooms your daughter's name and you sent him down looking for her?
To rescue her
and he's high? And I said, oh gosh, only I would do something like this. I said, she's going to kill me when he gets down there. And then you
So actually, getting down was very, very steep. It was a very steep side of the mountain, and I pretty much like got down sliding on my butt. Mm-hmm. Like, it was very, very steep. There is no way of just walking it, right? So I was trying to figure out how to get back up without having to like basically rock climb.
Mm-hmm.
And because I knew the dirt was very loose and it just wasn't a good situation. So what took me so long is that I was trying to find a safe route back, and the safest route was the longest route. And if I tried to shout to you, but you couldn't hear me, right?
Of course not.
So because there was like a waterfall and like all mm-hmm. sorts of water rushing, right? So I'm trying to find the shortest route so that you wouldn't panic and start leaving to search for me, because we had no signal, right? And I always tell you, always stay where you are. I will always find you. Don't go try to find me. I will always find you. And if not, then, you know, try to get help, but stay where you are, right? So I decided, like, okay, I'm going to figure out a way to go back up the way that I came. And as I come around the corner, I see this guy butt naked coming down the side of the mountain backwards. And I look up and I just see just testicles swinging in my face, man, just butt out, testes swinging back and forth, you know, and I start immediately singing in the song, like, do your testes hang low? Do they wobble too? And so that's what I picture as I'm coming around the side of the mountain and he's coming down and he looks back at me. And we were the only Black people. So I don't think that it was difficult for him to figure out who my mother was. And he looks at me and goes, hey, I think your mom's looking for you. And I go, oh, is she? He's like, yeah, she sent me down to come find you. And I could tell he is higher than the mountain was. And I was just like, I bet she did. And he's like, she came here to have me save you. And he's like, I'll help you back up. And I said, you know, I know my mom is always worried. I said, but this is not my first time hiking. I actually think I can make it up, you know, by myself. And he actually did give me really good advice on how to get back up the mountain. Because mm-hmm. you said that he told you that he basically kind of lived there.
Right.
Unofficially. Mm-hmm. And he was taking care of the area.
The area.
So he was cleaning.
The animals.
He was cleaning up after people. Because first of all, people, if you guys are going in nature, please respect nature. Don't leave your trash around. Like nature cannot clean up after you. And it ruins the experience for other people. It's just rude. And just stay home if you can't respect nature. Okay. So he stays in the area unofficially. And he cleans up the area. He picks up the trash and all of that stuff while he's doing, in between doing shrooms, I guess. Mm-hmm. And so he knows his way around the mountainside. So he gave me really good advice on actually stepping up the little waterfall that I thought was too slippery, but he actually said it was easier than climbing up the dirt path. And it was much easier. And I got up there to my mom. And when I reached the top and I just saw her face, I just looked at her and shook my head. What was it like when I came back up?
Well, I was relieved, but then I really got worried because I couldn't believe that I sent this man that just smoked mushrooms down the side of the mountain looking for my daughter. And then I was like, oh my God, what if he kills her?
But it wasn't just shrooms.
No, it was
shrooms
things.
Usually make you pretty mellow. He was high on, I think there was, he said a combination that you couldn't remember at the time, but I'm pretty sure it was a combination of like mushrooms, ecstasy. Like, I think he said like MDMA.
He was naming chemicals.
He was naming all sorts of chemicals. And you sent the very high man to come and rescue me.
I did.
Daughter.
And I was very sorry, but I was just worried about you. So
it was really funny, though.
Yeah.
Nothing bad happened, but these are a snippet of the adventures that I have with my mom. By the way, somebody brought me a Pringles can as a joke. Uh-oh. Yeah, that's a story for another day. Mm-hmm. So you never got naked in the clothing optional springs. You just dipped your toes in mm-hmm. because it was very dirty.
But at least I was willing.
You were willing. You were. And
sometimes you can't knock it until you try it.
Amen, sister. Mm-hmm. So that was one of your favorite adventures.
Oh, yes.
So is there anything else memorable about that day?
I don't know. All my adventures are memorable. Remember the time when you first took me to California and I got lost coming out of our room, and we only was on the second floor and I got lost.
My mom is she's a little bit ditzy, okay? I love her to death. She's my everything, and I have to take care of her because mm-hmm. sometimes she's not, you said that you're not good with directions, right?
Not at all.
So
I would get lost in a paper bag.
Oh, gosh, Mom.
I'm just saying.
So she feels comfortable and safe traveling with me because she knows that I'm really good with finding my way around the world.
Oh, if I got lost in the wilderness or if I got lost in Antarctica with you, I would feel so safe. I wouldn't be upset at all because I know that
you... Well, if I were you, I would be very terrified to get lost with me in Antarctica because neither one of us can handle the cold.
Well, that's true. I just meant that's so far away across the world. But anyway,
yes.
You are very good with reading maps, directions, and all of that. So yes. I would travel the world with you and not be afraid at all. You remember when we were up in the mountains and we had no signal,
yeah.
And you just pulled up that phone and you said, listen, I have to pull up a map real quick because we're going to lose signal and the GPS won't work. And you just opened up that map and you just got us all around.
Yes. So one of the reasons that I started this job is because I went to Paris
mm-hmm.
1 year for my birthday.
Oh, gosh, I remember.
And it was an amazing trip that maybe one day I'll share. But this trip changed my life because when I came back and I had to go back to accounting, I was miserable. And I was like, I cannot do this. Like, I need to be out and traveling the world. Mm-hmm. So what was it like for you when I started traveling by myself? Because I had never traveled by myself before until I went to Paris by myself.
I was petrified. I thought that I was worried if I was ever going to see you again because all I could think of is this tiny little body, you know, walking around all by her little self. And, you know, I always feel like you need your mama with you.
Yeah.
And everything.
I love having
now,
my mama with
I don't
me.
Know why because, you know, I would get lost my own self.
I know.
You know, I probably would get lost at the grocery store if you think about it. But I have got lost in the grocery store, but I find my way out. But anyways.
Yeah, she's exaggerating.
No, if it's a new grocery store and it's large, I probably would.
Okay, you may not know where the products are, but you're not lost, Mom.
Well,
no, stop it. You know, my mom is not dumb, people, at all. My mom is very smart. She just doesn't give herself a lot of credit.
Well, if you knew that the things I get myself into when you're not around, you would
I can't even imagine because yeah. I know what you get into when I am around.
That's
so.
Right. So anyway. I was really worried about you until, what was it that made me realize that you would be safe anywhere?
I don't know, because right after that, I went to my first metal festival, that fall in California. Then I spent a month in Italy by myself for an accounting job. And I mean, but then it was just like, I was just on the go and there, you could not keep me locked in a cage. You wanted to, but
after I went on the first trip with you and
okay, so probably our first big trip to California.
Right.
That was our first
and then
big
I
trip.
Realized that yeah, she's good. She can take care of herself. You
yeah.
can definitely take care of yourself.
And now you like to travel with me
oh,
all
gosh.
The time.
You're the best. I love traveling with you. Oh my gosh. I just look forward to every trip.
It's yes. So we are going to be going on a trip soon for your birthday,
mm-hmm.
but not as much adventure because I'm going to be recovering from surgery.
Yeah.
So, but we still have to figure out where we want to, I guess, relax.
But
don't like relaxing.
Knowing me And knowing you, I bet you this journey that we're going to go on, which we think is going to be nice and relaxing, I guarantee you we're going to get into some shenanigans.
Probably. We get into shenanigans wherever we go.
Everywhere.
Mostly because you like to talk to strangers.
Well, that's true.
Yes, you like you taught us growing up to not talk to strangers, and you talk to strangers all the time.
All the time, I swear. I don't know, I just like to see people in and I just
you're a people well you're on. I think that's where I get it. I get my let's see, what do I want to say? My curiosity of people in the world. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of the reasons I enjoy doing podcasts. Because I like talking to people and learning mm-hmm. about people and just learning how people's minds work. I mean, even within the same industry, every person I meet within the industry, they're completely different from mm-hmm. the next person, right? That's like, true. Yeah, we all have a common job, but we're all so different. And a lot of, we came into this industry with different backgrounds and different circumstances that brought us into this industry. Mm-hmm. I'm very fortunate that I can be open with my mom. A lot of people can't. And so I do know that is a huge privilege that I have that I would say the vast majority of people do not have.
I enjoy all the people that I've met in your industry.
Yes. My mom has met several of my friends. Mm-hmm. And you even went to a swap meeting with me.
I sure did.
Because you like giving back and helping people the any way that you can. Mm-hmm. And she even collects soaps and stuff when we travel at the hotels and stuff, because we make little care packages to give to street-based workers. Mm-hmm. We haven't done that in a while. We need to get back to doing that. I haven't done it in a while.
Well, because when we were traveling, the COVID situation was
going COVID. On,
and they didn't have much of the amenities in the hotels.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, I guess
COVID ruined everything.
So we haven't been able to collect to get the care packages ready.
So I know, you know, I try to make this show, because you know about my last show that I had, it was very, very serious podcast. You know, we talked about a lot of topics. A lot of things in the industry, whether it was positive or negative. Mm-hmm. So this show I wanted to keep light because it did take a toll on me, the burden of always talking about the problems in the industry. But I would feel like it would be not authentic to get your perspectives and as much fun as we have mm-hmm. and this job allows me to have the freedom, there is still that side of, you know, where as my mother, you're always worried about my safety.
I am worried about your safety. I sure do.
You're like, I'm just waiting for you to ask.
That's right. I mean, you ask and I'm telling.
Okay.
Anyway, so what I worry about is that, you know, there's a lot of crazy people out here.
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
And, you know, when you go to your dinner or whatever it may be, I just, you know, I don't need to know the details, but I would like for you, and I hope that the other industry workers do the same. Let someone know where you are. They don't have to know the details, but just send out a quick message, because you know I don't have iPhone, so
yes,
I can't do that.
We call it like check-in protocols,
right? Yes. And just let someone know where you are. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and you're really good about that. You let me know when you're going on a date. I always know when you're going and at least close to the location where you are. Mm-hmm. And you always text me to let me know I made it back safely. And, you know, because you just can't tell these days. And that makes me sleep well knowing that, you know, and I feel privileged that you let me know what's going on and you don't keep secrets from me, because it's not that I want to be in your business. Well, you are my business, to be honest.
I am.
So
this is true.
You know,
I don't deny that at all.
And you know, I won't hesitate to get in my car.
I know.
So
I think everybody knows, like, I don't hide. And even on social media or when I'm, you know, when I'm in our family, for the people out there, my job is just my job. My family thinks of it as just a job. They don't you know, it's pretty normal for me to just say, hey, I'm working today. Like, that's how we talk about it. It mm-hmm. doesn't, you know, we don't make like a big deal about it. It's just like, I'm at work or I'm working. And that's usually how I communicate it with my mom. And I do thank you for making it as normal as, you know, just the same as, you know, me going to work as an accountant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm going to work at this time. I'm done at this time.
Mm-hmm.
And I check in. But we have these safety protocols.
Yeah.
So you don't have to worry.
Well, I appreciate that.
But I do check in with you mm-hmm. and let you know when I'm working and when I'm done working.
And I like the fact that sometimes I forget and I call you and you're at work. You always yes. answer the phone and you go, Mom, I'm at work. Can I call you back? And then I get all in a tears. And I say, oh, geez, I'm so sorry.
She really does.
I do.
But I think all of my clients know that I will always answer your call if you call. Because maybe I might have forgotten to tell you that I was working at mm-hmm. a certain time or something like that. Or sometimes we just forget what day of the week it is because, you know, our schedules are opposite a lot when you're working. And
right. And you never know. I might be on a hot date myself.
With who, Mom?
You never know. I'm just saying. I might have a date or two.
Okay. All right, guys. So I guess you hear it. My mom is out on hot dates.
I didn't say that. I said I might. You never know.
Okay. I don't know if I like it. Mm-hmm. Just know that any date that you have, I will be screening them to the same extent that I screen my dates.
Mm-hmm.
All I need is a few details and I will run them through my system.
Oh, that. No problem.
All right. Well, so I think it is, it's important to, you know, just have that honesty out there that she supports me, but she still very much knows the dangers of our business. I mean, mm-hmm. just like anybody else. I mean, you hear all these stories about, you know, girls going on Tinder dates and things happening to them. It's really no different in our industry. Mm-hmm. It's the same exact as the vanilla people. There's dangers out there no matter what we do. And I'd rather get paid for my dangers.
What's the vanilla people?
Oh, vanilla people are what we in the industry call people like you. You're not in the industry.
Oh.
So you're just like vanilla.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's like basic, boring, not really basic, boring, but you know, you guys live very normal lives. We're not normal by society standards.
Mm.
You know, we're the ones with the scarlet letter and.
Well, you never know people behind closed doors. You may think we're boring and basic.
No, actually, we do know people behind closed doors.
Oh, that's
true. This is one of the reasons I'm doing this show because society thinks that we're the enemy, right? Mm-hmm. And we're not. We're just providing a service. But I just want people to see how normal we actually are because we're no different than the people that are vanilla. Who are not in the industry. Like, I find vanilla people to be way more secretive and doing terrible things than what people think that we're doing.
And I totally agree.
Oh, I'm glad that you agree.
I definitely agree.
I mean, because look at all the most infamous serial killers, you know? John Wayne Gacy and the like, who are just normal, what people thought was normal.
Mm-hmm.
Average people, they were pastors, going to church every Sunday. Oh, he's a good community man. And it's like behind closed doors, he's murdering people and burying, like, how many people have bodies in their closets, you know, closet full of skeletons. And they want to judge us because we're out here openly providing the service. Like it's just wild that, you know, that we're hated so much.
I know. I think it's because you guys are stereotyped.
We are very yeah. much so.
You know. They consider you people in your industry like, you know, what you see on the movies with the high heels and walking up and down the street.
Yeah, they literally consider.
Not taking care of themselves and drugs.
They don't consider us human.
Yeah.
They don't consider us human. And we're just humans doing human things and just profiting off of it. And this job has afforded me the time and the luxuries of being able to treat you on vacations. Although, I will say for anybody out there, like my mom does not live off of me. Not that I care what anybody thinks anyway, but
Well, I do.
I don't care what other
I
people
don't want
think.
people thinking that I go on vacation with you to pay for it.
I know, but you
Let's
don't.
straighten that
You
up right
don't.
now.
You like you do not you don't like for me to pay for a lot of stuff.
At all. I am an independent woman.
You're very independent and you raised me to be very
That's
independent.
right. Don't depend on a man for nothing.
I will not. I will not. That's why I work as hard as I
Now,
do.
I do have a handyman that comes to the house and take care of things that I personally just don't want to take care of. Not that I couldn't,
Yes.
but there are some things that men just need to do. I mean, what else are they going to do? Just let them come over there and take care of the things.
Except I just refuse to do that. I like to do a lot of things
Oh,
myself.
well, they're not doing it for free. I'm paying them to do
Well,
it.
of
So,
course, but were
right.
you
That's why they're called a handyman. They're
and
handy when I
I'm a
need
handy
them.
woman.
Well, they're handy when I need them. And then after that, they can just go on about their business.
Oh, so last question, it reminded me. So since I became in this industry, do you what do you feel like you've learned the most about me?
Oh, geez. I learn something new about you all the time.
Yeah. Do you feel like just not being stuck in the what I consider people putting me in a box? Like when I was an accountant, I didn't have the freedom of being creative and thinking outside the box and just kind of doing me. Do you feel like because I have this freedom that you've been able to learn a lot of things? Because I know I learned a lot about myself. I didn't realize I was so creative.
Well, I think I'm always learning something new about you. But then you've always been like that. Even when you were growing up, it's just like I've always had those wow moments where I'm like, wow, I should have expected it from her. You just have talents just coming out of the woodwork.
I'm a
And
multi-talented
you are,
person.
and I'm always shocked. You're definitely not domestic like your sister at all.
No. I mean, I can cook though. I'm a great cook.
No, I didn't say you couldn't cook. I said you're not domestic. Like,
Yeah, I don't want to be
you don't just
home.
want to be home
No.
cooking and taking care of the husband. You
No, I
know,
don't want to do that.
that's not you, at
No.
least not at this point in your life. But,
I probably won't ever be like that.
yeah.
Like maybe like twice a month I might be
Well,
like
let me just
that.
tell you, at my age, I'm not interested in it either. So I
Men
can just tell you that right now. That's not on my bucket list either.
are rough out there.
They sure are. That's why they're still out there, you know.
If anybody wants to pay for a date with my mom, she's available. No, I'm kidding. I'm
Well,
kidding.
let me think about it now.
Mom!
I'm just saying.
Mom, oh my God, do not DM me with offers, people, because I know there are men out there that would be like, let me meet your mom. No, thank you. Are there any last words that you would like to share with the Ho Venture universe?
Oh no, isn't that the cutest name, Ho Ventures? I
You like
like
the
it.
name?
I do.
Okay,
I do.
yay.
No, just keep being you and do what you do and just be good at it.
All right. You hear that, everybody? My mom said to keep being me and do good at it. Yes.
And to best of them, your population as well.
Oh, okay. That's for every. Oh, by the way, my mom,
And just be safe.
when she knows that I'm going out with, like meeting up with other ladies for lunch or whatever, even if she hasn't met you, she's going to say hello.
Tell all the
So
girls hello.
she wants, so now she's saying to all the girls to make sure that we are that we're happy at our jobs and do what we do and just be great at it. So that's for all of us out there in the industry. Love you, Mama. Thank you so
Love
much
you
for,
too, and thanks for having me on.
of course, thank you so much for doing this because I know that you're really nervous. How
I
was
sure
it?
was. It wasn't as bad as I was expecting.
See, I told
So,
you. Everybody gets really nervous. Do I, am I, am I doing a good job at helping ease some of the nerves?
Oh yeah, I think so.
Okay, good. You think I'm good at podcasting? I have a future.
Oh gosh, you're always great at talking.
I
You know,
do
I was
talk
just
a
to tell
lot.
you that you would be great on TV.
Yes, you did tell me that. You did tell me that.
Yeah. So, but
So
your audience is probably thinking, oh, that lady's just bragging on her daughter and just bragging on her daughter. But
well, if you're not going to brag on me, who else will?
that's right, and no one can do it the way I do because I'm telling you.
Exactly. And you know me better than anybody ever because you birthed me. So that's there true. You go. Well, thank you guys so much for tuning in for a special Mother's Day episode with my mother. I call her Mama C. And happy Hoventures. And as always, keep it sexy.
And happy Mother's Day to all of your mothers and to you guys if you have, if you are mothers.
All right. And say, keep it sexy.
Keep it sexy.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. Please leave a 5-star rating on iTunes or any of your listening platforms. Don't forget to subscribe and follow the show on Twitter, TikTok, and YouTube at HoVentures and on Instagram at HoVenturesPodcasts. As always, keep it sexy.